Good morning. Yesterday we said that when it comes to standing up for a Talmud Chacham or an elderly individual, that mitzvah applies, the chiyuv applies even during davening, that one indeed would have to stand. But our question today is, how about if the person is in the middle or has the beginning or end of the first pasuk of Kriya Shema? Would we say the same thing? He just started saying Shema Yisrael and now a massive Talmud Chacham walks by within four amos of him, or somebody who's 70 years old, 80, 90 years old. And the question is, do you have to stand even in the first pasuk of Kriya Shema? So when it comes to this, the poskim say that in the first pasuk of Kriya Shema, there would not be an obligation. One indeed would not stand up. It's not like the balance of the tefillah, balance of the davening, that one would stand up. This you would not stand out for. What's the reason for that? So we'll bring two reasons. Rav Eliashiv and also the Shevet Alevi, Rav Vosner, say as follows. There's a concept, there's a halacha. You're not even allowed to hint to somebody, a remez, in the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema. It has a higher standard. Accordingly, just like you can't be meramez, you can't hint to somebody, for example, turn on the light switch, or you know, just by a signal, you can't even do it, or turn on the heat, or whatever, be quiet. Not during the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema. The same thing applies. The first pasuk of Kriyat Shema is just for us to be focusing on. Don't even be meramez, including the extreme example of standing up. That's even more significant than a remez. And the Tshuvas Az Nidbaru says as follows. We could say that it adds on, or it's an independent reason, that this concept of getting up, you are osek b'mitzvah. Osek b'mitzvah, potter min a mitzvah. Why does that apply, and how? When does that apply? When you cannot do both of them, then you say osek b'mitzvah, you're focused on mitzvah aleph, you're doing mitzvah aleph, don't do mitzvah beis, unless you can do both of them. If you can do both of them, then there's what to talk about. If you cannot do both of them, then you cannot do mitzvah beis. And here, when you're saying the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema, everyone would agree that it's potter, don't stand up, in particular because there is an additional requirement of kavana, kabbalah sol malchus shamayim, in the first pasuk. You cannot do both, and accordingly, for that reason as well, it would not be permitted to stand up for somebody who's walking by during the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema. Having said that, it's brought down in the name of the Chazon Ish that he purportedly said that the mitzvah indeed would apply even in the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema. So that was the view, as the Chazon Ish was quoted, that one indeed would stand up for a Talmud Chacham, even if that Talmud Chacham walks by in the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema. And Rav Moshe Sternbach attempts to explain this Chazon Ish. So he says this Isser of not being maram, is not hinting to people during the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema, that applies when the mitzvah you're trying to hint to do, if that's the case, it will not be ruined, meaning you can do the mitzvah there afterwards. So don't be maram during the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema. However, if you can only do the mitzvah right at that time, then it is permitted to make a sign, a signal, even during the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema. So apparently that's what the Chazon Ish was saying here, that we're not going to learn from the halacha, don't give a remez to somebody in the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema. That's talking about when you can do that second mitzvah afterward. But if you cannot do that second mitzvah afterward, it can only be now, a remez would be permitted, and accordingly, that would apparently be the basis of the Chazon Ish saying standing up as well, even in the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema, would be warranted as well. Having said that, Rav Moshe Sternbach says it still doesn't make sense, this pasuk of the Chazon Ish, because there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that you cannot stop during the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema, no matter what, unless it is a concern that you're going to be killed. If that's the concern, you're going to be killed for not stopping, the king is walking by, and if you don't acknowledge his presence right then, you're going to be killed. That is a time you can be lenient. Otherwise, it is not permitted to be lenient under any circumstances, and accordingly, it's difficult to understand this psak of the Chazon Ish, at least what is purportedly said in the name of the Chazon Ish, that one would do the mitzvah standing up for a Talmud Chacham even during the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema. So it seems really that the poskim are of the view that one indeed would stand up during davening, but if the situation arises that the Talmud Chacham or the elderly individual walks by during the first pasuk of the Kriyat Shema, one indeed would not stand up at that point. Have a wonderful day.